Pro football is a game, not a war. It's for win or lose, not life or death. But say that in the summer, for winter brings the playoffs and a season is at stake.
Now from here, we gotta go on the road, in the cold, in the snow, in the wind, with a hostile environment, and play our style of football. And we don't want it any other way.
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football. Yeah.
Welcome back to NFL Easy Picks, the season premiere of... Oh, no, that was last week. Last week was the season premiere. Damn you, WWE. Why do you have to come out with something that's so run into the ground that I could use it? But I have to... Last week was seriously our season premiere, but this is our regular season premiere, kind of, because we're actually going to go over some games. So, yeah, we'll count that. And I am your host, one half of the hosting duo. I am Heavy Set, right here on NFL Easy Picks, right here on KFA Sports Radio, where it's all at work, blah, 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 blah. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can even email us, which actually I forgot. There is an email for the show. We are moving on up in the world. We have one emailer, the first emailer in the... This is the fourth year we've done the show. So that's interesting. And another bit of news, Joe is not with us this evening. Kind of a scheduling conflict we had, and he wanted to record tomorrow night, and I'm not going to record Thursday. We have a two-day window to do it. We picked Wednesday. I'm sticking to Wednesday, and the show will be done every Wednesday from here on out. Mark my words, one way or another, unless shit just goes to hell in a handbasket. But I am not alone, because I don't really like talking alone and to myself. I mean, I do that enough with my job every day, so I don't want to do it recorded, because who knows all the stuff that I can come up with. So we're going to skip past that, and I actually have two special guests, two friends who I believe both been on NFL Easy Picks at one point. I think one has. I don't know about the other one. They have been on shows with me. They have been on the KFA Sports Radio Network before. First off, we have the current champion from the NFL Easy Picks, the KFA Sports Fantasy League. We have the Mop Jockey.
Let's go, girls.
Hey. And speaking of hey, we have our next month. We have a special month coming up here on NFL Easy Picks. We have we have FTW Awareness Month, because he is a giant boob.
Yes. He said boob.
It is none other than FTW. And now, while we're all here, we're talking about football, I want everyone to put their hands over their heart and in a loud, clear voice say,
We the people.
That came off like shit.
It always does.
On Skype, because of delays and stuff, maybe it'll come out better in the final production.
No, it won't.
But I'm like, shut up.
No.
Why do you gotta ruin everything? Why? Anyway.
You're champ.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
In both sides of this football thing, aren't I?
Well,
picks and fantasy team.
Did you win the picks last year?
I think I did.
I can't remember. It was too long ago.
Oh,
I don't remember.
Yeah, convenient.
I don't remember these things.
Convenient.
I just remember. Oh yeah, you were up at the top. It was you and Joe? Because the year before, I got higher than him in last year. Yeah.
Wait, who? Who's this Joe you keep speaking of?
Listen to last week's episode. He's on there.
Yeah, oh, that was Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot he existed.
Anyway, it's maybe he's just upset because of his Cowboys and how terrible they did, which we'll kind of semi-talk about that later. Before we get into stuff, I normally like to, well, I've been wanting to do news stories and I was going to compile some, but we have to talk about the number one story in the league, continuation from last week, and technically there's like two or three stories that can come out of this. And I don't want to beat the topic into the ground, but Ray Rice.
You don't want to beat the topic in an elevator? Oh, wait, no.
Well,
you don't want to beat the topic as you're going down.
Yeah. I will admit.
Drag it out like we did out of an elevator.
I will admit that I was partially wrong last week. I was kind of behind Goodell on this ruling. But this whole week, not even the week, the past few days, the things that have have come out about the event and how easy it was to obtain this footage, and maybe Goodell had seen it and did see. I don't know, but I believe the NFL did the right thing, which it's funny because people complained about the suspension, and now that they've gone back and reversed it, well, not reversed it, but they've kind of said, well, hey, you know, you're gone indefinitely. They're mad at Goodell at the same time.
They should be.
I'm like, well, I understand they should be, but it's like you were mad of him because he made a decision. He changed it. Now you're mad of him because
he's overreacting to the media. But there's a headline right here. Ray Rice video sent to NFL execs in April.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, that's part of it. There's a lot of he said, she said.
Right.
When it comes to all the stuff going on right now with the NFL and getting the video, because I get the ESPN Sports Center alerts, especially with doing the show. I have it to where it sends me any big NFL news. So pretty much the past couple weeks, my phone gets blown up multiple times per day on some of these stories. And every time I turn around, I'm getting something new. And yeah, I did receive that supposedly that was sent in. There's a part of me that thinks there is some bribery going on from somebody somewhere. Whether it's somebody paying Goodell to keep his mouth shut, whether somebody paid the casino, whoever was holding on to the tape, because that's another thing, too. Why this is just being released now?
Well, if you noticed, it was released on Monday morning after the start of the season.
Yeah.
It wasn't, that was not coincidence.
Yeah, sure.
It's just the heat, like I said, he said, she said.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was paying the owner, whoever had this footage, they were paying them, and then something happened to make them want to release it now.
Well,
and it's really questionable.
There's a whole lot of questionable here. You've got, okay.
Go ahead. My bad.
I was just saying that Ray Rice did what he did, and it's fucked up, but you've also got the guy from Carolina that was convicted for assaulting his ex-girlfriend, who's appealing it but is still playing. You've got the guy out in San Francisco that got 6 games. So
yeah.
Are they just doing this because his name's Ray Rice?
I don't think they're doing it because it's Ray Rice. I think this would have happened to anybody.
But no, you can't say that when they've got other people that aren't being punished on the same level.
Right. I think if you're going to offend somebody indefinitely for the same instance, then they all should be offended indefinitely at this point.
Absolutely.
But I think it's because this situation is the only one that has recorded footage.
The guy was found guilty in a court of law, but is still playing because he's appealing it.
Yeah, and I think he should be funded until investigation's over.
Absolutely. I can't remember the guy's name. He's from Carolina. Greg Hardy.
I haven't heard about the Carolina one. I've heard the San Francisco one.
Greg Hardy.
When did this happen?
He was convicted. Hold on, I'll find it. I'm pretty sure he was convicted in the off season and then appealed it, and they're saying, well, we're not going to do anything because it's under appeal. He was found guilty in July, and then they appealed it, and they just, the next court date ain't till November 17th, which will probably get delayed until the off season.
And what was his crime?
I'm going to try to find exactly what he got.
It
was assaulting his ex-girlfriend, but I don't remember what the exact charge that he was. Hardy was found guilty of assaulting and threatening his ex-girlfriend in May.
I think it's weird because the difference there, it's something that's a difference, but it's not a difference. That's not domestic violence, that's just assault. And I'm not saying just assault, I mean, technically, they're the same fucking thing.
Exactly, what's the difference? I don't believe there is a domestic violence charge, I don't think. I think it's all assault. It all falls under the assault range.
I think they consider if it's on a female, assault battery, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know. And it could depend on states, too. Each state's got its own laws on that.
Well, I know just domestic violence happens just between, it's like either between family or between people that are living together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because right. I actually had a friend that I used to work with, and she got in trouble for domestic violence.
Uh-huh. It can happen. Not very often, but.
Yeah, she was a tough woman, and you'll have that kind of thing. But I think the reason Ray Rice is getting in trouble is because this it has video.
Mm-hmm.
B, there's this story has begun to reek of something's going on.
Something
that we're not seeing there, and there's some sort of manipulation.
It's not just this thing though. It's all of these things are that way. Ben Roethlisberger, you can't tell me something didn't happen.
Oh no, he's innocent. Steelers fans say,
and they are not covering it up. Hell, you can go to other sports the same way. Kobe Bryant,
yep.
You know. No,
basketball is all Saints.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's not the League of Thugs at all.
Listen, I love basketball. I'm a basketball guy. But they do make mistakes, which is Atlanta Hawks on there with the racism crap, you know, and Kobe Bryant. And same thing with Ben Roethlisberger. Apparently your daughter being raped is worth about $2 million. Shut up. That's got to be what happened.
But yeah, money seemed... it's not even a new thing. It's when I was still in school, so, you know, 20 years ago.
An hour ago.
Yeah. not that school. But I read a book. It was called Pros and Cons. And it was
read a book?
Yeah. It was a book about all of the guys coming out of college that had crimes that were covered up by either a college, an agent, somebody along the line to keep them to keep them on the field playing. It's not a new thing.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. It's something of this magnitude and the fact of, like, all the stuff that's coming out now.
Well, it's coming out this way
and,
now,
I mean,
because it got released to the national media.
I mean, things get released to the national media all the time about a lot of these athletes, but it just depends on the crime, depends on when.
And not video like what like that.
Yeah, and that, I mean,
that
and
video
this
hurt bad.
Yeah, literally.
Yes.
I refuse to watch the video.
I won't watch it either.
I had a conversation with Devil Vamp, you know, from DSJMP and blah, 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 of I won't watch, like, if I see a caption for a video or title for a video, and I just look at it and go, I don't agree with that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to watch it.
Right.
If you're gonna see a video that's labeled about bullying, like someone who gets, like, bullied really bad about something dumb, and, like, I'm not gonna watch that because I don't agree with it. So when I, like, seen this Ray Rice video on Facebook and everything, or just online in general, I was like, yeah, I'm not going to watch it. I'm getting the gist of this is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Rice hit her,
mm-hmm.
And I think what sounds weird in just my opinion on it, the fact that it kind of proves that she didn't provoke him. There, because my whole thing was, when we didn't know what was in the elevator, we didn't know the full story. And it doesn't make it any better, but if she were to hit him, I think that makes it a little different.
Absolutely does, because it's kind of always been that way, though. You know what I mean?
It's a touchy subject anyway, because, yeah, I mean, women, it's a double negative. It's okay for a woman to hit a guy, but if a guy hits a girl, then we make a big uproar about it. And I'm not saying what he did was, you know, fine by any means. I don't think a man's ever put their hands on a woman that way, but, I mean, no matter what happened in that elevator, if she would have pulled up and decked him in the face because he hit her back, well, he's in trouble.
Yeah.
And now, what I want to know is, I don't know if I said this already, how did TMZ get that video out? Who gave them that video?
Supposedly, this video was not hard to get.
No, it sounds like it wasn't hard to get at all.
Yeah, I mean, there's that part coming out about it. There's supposedly the NFL has asked for this, for the video, and they didn't get it. But the authorities are saying, no, we sent it to the NFL back in April. And at the same mm-hmm. time, too, they went to the authorities on the video instead of going straight to the hotel,
right.
Which is another kind of like just go straight to the source.
Well, and another thing, I was listening to NFL Today podcast. And they were talking about the NFL hired...
Spoiler alert, because I'm going to listen to that tomorrow.
Oh, anyway. you're going to get spoiled. The NFL hires, like, high-quality investigative people, like FBI, former Secret Service. How did all these people miss this?
They've actually hired a former FBI...
to reinvestigate.
Agent. Yeah.
But on staff, hired by the NFL, is a staff of investigative people to look into things like this. How did they all miss it? Or did they miss it? And if they didn't miss it, something else needs to be done to either that group of people or Goodell himself. Something has to be done to fix whatever happened.
To kind of move on, I think that's actually a good segue.
Yeah.
What do you? How long do you think Goodell is going to last? Do you think he's going to get out of this with no punishment, or do you think by the end of the season?
I think he falls.
We're looking at a resignation.
I think he falls on the sword and just goes away.
I say by the next time. recording the podcast, bold prediction, he's going to resign.
I don't think it'll be that quick.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be that quick. I think I'm almost thinking by the end of the season it's going to happen. There's been people that have been hard on Goodell, mm-hmm. and I've never been a fan of a lot of that logic, because I think a lot of it's just stupid bitching.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, for Steelers fans, for one thing, they're always picking on our team, and this and that. And James Harrison, it's just football. And
it's just football until a guy gets kicked in the face by a fucking return.
Yeah, I thought they
were
that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You listen to Steelers fans, that's the greatest moment of the game. If that were to happen the other way around, from any team to them, that's bullshit, blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry, Brian, if you're listening to this, but that's true.
Yeah, it's very true.
I think he stuck up for the Browns, because he was kind of like that's fucked.
That is very fucked up.
In so many words, he was like, I'm a Steelers fan, but that's
wrong.
Yeah, like I've seen people saying that he tried to leap over him, and no, he didn't. That was just a blatant, I'm gonna boot you in the goddamn face. Throw some dominance out there.
I'll say it's not. It might not have been intentional, but
it's still not right.
He shouldn't have been playing like that's like leading with your head.
Yeah, I've heard people make the claim that he was trying to jump over him and he didn't make it far enough in the air. I'm like, no.
That's not how you're supposed to.
I think he did it on purpose. And I think, honestly, with all these helmet-to-helmet contact about concussions, I kick the head because of a concussion is hard enough.
Yeah.
Well, there'll be a new rule come here in the next 2 weeks. You can't, try to jump over people.
Is that player fined or anything?
I don't know about fine, but he was penalized during the game.
If a fine happens, it'll come down later. I think it's this might be one of those things that they kind of take a look at.
Well, and I think the disciplinary office of the NFL has kind of got their hands full at the moment.
That's what I was about to say. Well, that and Goodell in general.
Yeah, the whole front office is a little busy right now.
Yeah, kick to the head can wait a little bit. We got this whole punch to the face to worry about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just, where were we talking about?
We were talking about
Goodell.
We were talking about moving on.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty much the top of the stories. Everything else that happened in NFL is just mostly games. I don't want to get into all of it. Maybe we'll touch on certain things, but let's talk about the Fantasy League.
Yay. Yeah,
which we went over the teams last week, that fact. And so far, the current standings are, we'll start at the bottom. Karp's tip-top team is in 10th place. The Fear Boners, which is the ace from Macho Man Radio, is in 9th place. The Real Joe B. Juniors are in 8th place. The Goonies are in 7th. And to top off the loser bracket for last week is Boobs, 80085, Miguel. And the top half, you have me in 5th place. I don't know how I won. I forget who I won against.
Is it Karp?
Did I go against Karp?
Yeah, the bottom team.
Well, let's say it would have to be him or the Fear Boners. I didn't score a lot last week. I only scored 82 points.
Right.
I think Cutler fucked me. Cutler fucked me in a lot of my leagues. I have him in majority of my leagues because that's literally where he fell to me. Mostly he fell to me as a backup. In one of my leagues, I had fucking Russell Wilson, and I didn't play him. I was pissed.
Yeah, I know that, Dylan.
And a couple other leagues, I had Cam Newton. And I'm like, well, I got to pick fucking Cutler over Cam Newton.
Don't have to.
Cam Newton didn't play.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I wouldn't have started him.
That's all right, because neither did Cutler.
He got me some points. They weren't total nothings. 4th place, your champ.
That would be me.
Thank you. 3rd place is Plan B. 2nd place, Jeff Fisher Guys. And 1st place is Dan the Cannon, Pin Me, Pay Me.
You're welcome.
It's kind of weird.
It's kind of weird that you would have lost to 1, 2, 3 of the teams that lost?
No, I'm talking about
three
of the top four. You have Brian and Jack, who were the top teams 2 years ago in our league, mm-hmm. and we have you, who was the top last year.
It's called consistency.
Well, now, no, I'm saying, one of them won 2 years ago. I can't remember which one. Then we moved to Yahoo, and they weren't in the league last year. You got top, so now I'm curious to see what happens when, because even though you were in the league 2 years ago, but you didn't do shit.
No, I sucked.
Yeah.
I believe that was the Jamal Charo, or was that Jamal Charo's year where I lost him, game two?
That's not consistency, though.
I am the most consistent. Your champ is still undefeated.
Okay.
I'm changing my team name. The undefeated champ.
I hope you lose this week now.
That's who do you got?
Oh, you know,
you got me.
I'm playing you.
Damn it.
I got Brian, so. Brian, way to go 2-0, buddy.
Let's get into the pick'ems. I didn't talk about the pick'ems last week because I looked over.
Wait.
Because we didn't have any results.
In a pick'ems podcast, you didn't talk about pick'ems.
Well, we talked about pick'ems, but we didn't talk about the league.
Oh.
Like, we talked about everybody that was in it.
Oh.
And we actually have 12 members this year.
Are you
I think we have like
PBG
five.
Out
Who?
Who?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll kick Bewley out too.
Bewley.
And going over this list, and I got some people pick names, and it's trying to figure out who the fuck's who. We have, obviously, in 12th place, Boobs, the gal again. It's 1 in 15. I think
he only picked Seattle.
Yeah, yeah. And I got to double check. Like, what's going on with that? And that kind of reminds me of something I want to do for next year. I want to do another Pick'ems League, but yeah. I want to do a Survivor pool,
like elimination.
Yes, you pick one team to win
each week. Yeah,
each week. And if they win, you move on. If they lose, you're out, and you can't pick the same team more than once.
The only problem with that is by week three, everybody's out.
Is it?
No,
yeah,
you that's
need a
just
bunch of people for that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it helps. You just restart the league, but whatever. But yeah, that tends to be a problem.
I think if you get enough people and get people to pick the right games, and then I kind of want to put money on it. Mop, I know you're all for it.
Absolutely, gamble me? No,
I'm a
you
Jew,
and Dan,
so I'm not paying. I'm not
you
really
and Dan,
but
you're a non-Jew Jew.
Yeah, I'm a non-Jew Jew.
You and Dan have gambling problems.
But, no, it's not a problem if I can handle
that
it.
That fucker told me he dropped a grand on fantasy football. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, my girlfriend would rip my nuts off.
I think I'm up to 250. Because he's
in a couple like big money leagues where you're paying like a couple hundred.
Yeah.
Yeah, no way.
The payouts are nice, but
I'm in.
Yeah, if you win,
I'm up to 100. 100 is as high as I'll go.
Even there, I'm like
50 is technically the highest I'll go. Even though that fucking league raised it to 55, and it wasn't 55 last
year.
I call bullshit.
It was 55 last year.
I didn't pay that. I paid 50.
You may not have paid it, but it was supposed to be 55.
Apparently,
okay.
You owe somebody $5.
Yep.
I tipped him later, so fuck him. Anyway, going back to...
Did you just give him the tip?
Wouldn't you like to know? Anyway, going back to the pick'ems, since we're early in the year right now, we obviously have ties, and this is how they rank them. With a tie for 8th place is Mop Jockey, Joe, Ant the Vigilante, and Fartnado, which I believe is
Brian.
I think it's Brian.
That would make sense.
The NATO
yes,
name,
Brian.
Should
yeah.
Be him.
Yeah, Brian. Tie for 5th place is me, Carp, and the guy who joined 15 minutes before kickoff on Sunday.
Yeah,
FTW.
Yep.
And then,
but you're still high. There's people that pick some other games, and you're higher than them. So
I missed the Thursday game.
And bitched the whole time he was signing up.
My email is, fucking fly. It wouldn't work. I got to do my pick tonight because Mom won't be home. I got to go to the dentist and shit. So I got to fucking do that. I got to remember to do this pick'em thing. They don't owe me.
All right. 4th place is Soccer Fucker, which is only one Mark.
America.
We have two Brits in this league this year. That's where we're moving on up in the
yeah,
world.
Mark doesn't count, though. Mark's cool.
Yeah, Mark's cool, too.
Mr. DRG is in tied for 2nd with Jack, Book Jack.
Yeehaw.
And number 1, which we need to stop this fucking trend, Picks 6 is fucking Dan.
Yeah, he cheated.
He's first in both leagues.
Yeah, he got 11 and 5.
He's staying true to the show player. I've listened to too much Anything Goes.
Yeah, I'll have to send you the conflict resolution part 2.
Because I don't have that.
Yeah, I saved it. It's on my external. Anyway. Let's move into how our teams did. I'm going to go over mine really quick because I didn't get to watch the games.
Stop it.
And normally, I'll cover shows since he's not here. They fucking suck.
Hey,
Cowboys suck.
The Cowboys sucked in the first quarter. They started to get it back together and then tried to make a game of it, and it just didn't work.
Their defense.
Oh, it's bad.
Okay, now onto my two teams. Last week when we were doing the show, my feeling for the Bears were, you know what, we can make the playoffs. I had them as my wild card. Yeah, we can make the playoffs. We could do this. After listening to the game, because I'm on the road, so I had to listen to it on my XM radio. My reaction is we are not going to make the fucking playoffs. We'll be lucky to get wild card. Lucky.
Wild card's out of yeah.
The defense needs to step up. That's the problem. There's certain people out there that think that, you know, you got to blame the quarterback on everything, but
no.
Okay, Cutler had two interceptions, if I'm correct. I believe it was two. I think they had three turnovers total, but he had two interceptions. It's one thing when you get interceptions, but if the defense can't, like, stop, make any type of stop, then that's going to completely fuck you. On turnovers, I believe the stat that I do know is the Bills scored 13 points out of that. So that's a lot, which is three. I think it was touchdown and two field goals, which that's the problem. You're going to have interceptions in football. It's rare to get some of those players who can go a whole game or many games, if not the whole season, with low number of interceptions. Cutler is one of the worst ones. Kind of question whether who's worse, Cutler, Romo, or Eli. I think that's more between Eli and Romo, but
Romo.
I don't know. Cutler's an awful big gunslinger. He kind of just kind of chucks and ducks sometimes.
But it's that defense.
Oh, it's bad.
If that defense were a little bit better, you wouldn't look at Cutler the same, because they would have been able to. If they would have held that one touchdown to a field goal, that's 9 points instead of 13. That's winning the fucking game. I'll switch to the Browns real quick. The first half of that game, I was actually kind of happy with. Only because if I knew, okay, Hoyer's getting killed by the Pittsburgh Steelers, Johnny Manziel's going to be in any game now. Hoyer came back and got the Browns in it. And there's a lot of Pittsburgh fans that I know who, after that game, ran their fucking mouth. Browns still suck, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, here's my takeaway of the game. They lost by 3 points in Pittsburgh. That hasn't happened since 2007 in Pittsburgh. Normally, they get murdered in Pittsburgh like it's Detroit.
Hey, that was a last-second kick, too, wasn't it?
That was what?
A last-second kick. A last-second field goal.
Yeah, my bad.
Wow, Shane.
Hey, it's raining.
Is it raining, man?
No.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God damn it.
Anyway, the last second kick for the 2007 game?
No, for this Sunday's game.
It was overtime. Oh. It went into overtime. I mean,
it didn't go overtime.
No, Bears went into overtime.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
Browns went in. With Browns, it was the last second kick. And actually, yeah. It was the same thing with the game in 2007. I remember I was working third shift that time, so for me to be up at kickoff was actually very odd, but I got up early, watched a lot of the pregame stuff, watched the whole game, and it was down to the wire that year. That was the year that actually the Browns almost made the playoffs, which granted, it's almost made the playoffs. It doesn't mean nothing, but that was actually the best year the Browns have had in a very long time. Mm-hmm. So for this current team, week one, to go into Pittsburgh and not get murdered, that's an improvement. That's something I like to see, and I almost think when they come to Cleveland, they could get their ass beat.
Oh, that division, just the whole AFC North is going to be a very tight division, because Baltimore is not going to be good. Pittsburgh really wasn't that impressive. Cleveland wasn't, you know, Cleveland was decent. Cincinnati was not impressive either.
Cincy's defense, though. Cincy's defense is going to be put to test.
How,
it's going to be it's the redheaded stepchild behind center, that is the question.
How, I mean, exactly. How can a team with just a defense, with the way the penalties are set up now, you can't just kick five field goals. You cannot end every single possession in a field goal.
No.
You're not going to win many games that way.
We'll see. And since you guys are here, do you want to talk about your teams?
I just did.
Okay. Shane, do you want to talk about how you almost...
Oh, I almost
almost went home crying because the Jaguars were killing
nervous.
Them at halftime?
I was nervous because I hadn't started watching the game. Of course, I can't get it up here. And... can't get it up here, never mind. Can't get the game in my location.
I'm going to chop that up.
That is getting, yes, that has to be a sound
bite. Yeah, anyway, so I made a bet with Mark that if the Eagles lost, I would go on his show and talk how soccer was greater than football. And thank God the Eagles came back. So Mark had to, you know, say something how football was great and renowned soccer, which you can hear on his show. And I don't know about that, Bowles. I think he had a rookie fluke last year. I wasn't impressed with him. We got Indy this week, so I don't know if that's going to happen. But yeah, I was nervous.
I'll tell you what, a lot of the games this week, it was one half went one way, one half went the other. You know what I mean?
And I can, for the record, I can get it up.
You just said you couldn't get it up here.
That was a fuck up, okay? Wrong word.
He couldn't get it up here. He couldn't get it up here.
He couldn't get it up here. Well, do you need to be in a different location? Do you need to move around the house somewhere? Maybe a different room?
I mean, it's to get back to football. It's something that we said before we started recording. It's overreaction Monday. This is what mm-hmm. happens week one. It's the week. It's the game that these teams prepare for months.
Absolutely.
So now you're going to see the real team come through when they only have 1 week. It's teams that do really great, and then you're going to be able to start to figure them out. Or teams that you thought in preseason was really bad, and now here they are, and you're like, oh my god, this team has actually gotten a lot better.
Minnesota.
They went against the Rams, and Rams are currently my prediction to get the first pick in the draft.
Okay,
they will at least be first top five.
But the thing is what do good teams do? They beat the fuck out of the teams they're supposed to beat, and they beat the piss out of St. Louis.
I played Detroit, and I didn't expect them to go to and beat the piss out of the Giants. But
oh, the Giants are bad.
Oh yeah,
I kind of picked the Giants to win the division.
Ooh, bad choice.
Oh no. It's even worse on Macho Man Radio. I did a preview with them and everybody on that show. My Super Bowl pick for the AFC was the Chiefs.
Ooh. And it's going to be worse for the Chiefs because they lose two players to torn Achilles, two of their defensive players.
Yeah.
They're one strong suit.
So if you want to hear those picks, blogtalkradio.com, look for Macho Man Radio. I don't have their exact address because I think it's under their old name. But Macho Man Radio, they're on iTunes. I made a lot of bold predictions.
I guess so.
I picked the Giants for that one.
Ooh,
yeah,
I'm not
saying the Eagles. Not because they're my favorite team, but I think that they'll.
I'll say this, and I'm curious. I got to double check the Eagles' schedule. I think they have the Seahawks.
None of these teams are in it.
I'm not 100% sure. I want to see the Eagles face the Seahawks in Seattle, because if there's any team that can beat them in Seattle, that can move past the noise of the stadium, it's the fucking Eagles.
That offense is bad. Defenses don't have time to react to that shit, which is good, but...
Yeah, but it exposes a very bad defense to more time on the field. Yeah.
It's with the, how Chip Kelly has, like, those calling...
Yeah.
He has, like, whatever you want to call his method.
The posters.
The posters, all that. But, like, as soon as, like, I seen that last year, I was like, oh my god, that's how you win in Seattle. You have that because you don't have to worry about the crowd noise because you're going off of visuals.
But the thing is these teams don't even really call plays anymore. It's all hand gestures. It's all little things. It's not a noise really issue in Seattle. Seattle is just, they get hyped at that stadium, and they are very
No, they don't get hyped.
They stay hyped.
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
But no, they're very good at home. And the NFC East, I mean, I guess it's a matter of who comes out of it the least bad. That is an all. You know what? The Giants might win that damn division.
No way. Come on.
Dude, Philly was almost losing to Jacksonville. Washington got destroyed. Dallas got destroyed.
Washington's going to be bad, in my opinion. I think they're my pick for the bottom of that division.
Dallas.
And I think Dallas is second.
So
second behind them, I mean.
The Giants have a shot here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, let's move on.
Yes.
We only have so much time, and Shane's at home, and he wants to get inside to his husband, so.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Kiwi.
God damn it, dude. Fuck's sake.
All right. All right, let's pick our teams for this coming week in football, and we'll start with the guy who's not here, just because we kind of have to keep it going. The Dallas Cowboys, who are 0-1, up against the Tennessee Titans, who are 1-0. Right now, with 67% favorites, is Tennessee Titans, and I have to agree with that.
It's in Tennessee, too, yeah.
Yep. Tennessee.
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 There's actually a truck stop right by the stadium.
I want to go down there so bad.
I want to go to Lincoln Financial Field one time.
I've driven past both of the stadiums.
I know I've been past the Link. I don't know if I've been past the other one, the one in Tennessee.
I technically parked for a night right by it.
In the parking lot.
No, the truck stop. The TA truck stop is literally like right by it.
Nice.
Chase them lot lizards.
Only the special ones.
Mm.
Oh, God damn it.
Those really, really cute ones.
Listen, we're talking about football, not fucking chewing right now.
Footballs. I like footballs.
Not balls.
Okay, Shane. Not Shane, Mop.
Yes.
Tennessee is one of your teams, so that's crossing that off the list, correct?
Yes.
Okay, how about your other team?
Bengals. They are at home against Atlanta.
Well, no, you got to go the 1-0.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Atlanta Falcons.
The 1-0 Atlanta Falcons.
At the 1-0 Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay, anyway.
I think this is a tough call.
It is a tough call, but I'm going off of past history for the Atlanta Falcons. They get out of Atlanta, they suck. So I'm taking Cincinnati.
I'm taking Cincinnati, too, just because I think that defense is what's going to keep them.
If Matt Ryan comes out like Matt Ryan from last week, it doesn't matter what defense is playing. But anytime they leave Atlanta, the Georgia Dome, was it Georgia Dome now still? Whatever.
Yeah,
when they leave the Georgia Dome, they don't play well, traditionally.
I'm going with Atlanta.
Fuck you.
Dirty birdie. Watch, you're going to like pick all these like opposite. The next week, you're going to be like, see, that's right.
No, I grew up in Atlanta, so I have a hometown connection to Atlanta, so I'm picking Atlanta.
So you are a dirty bird, aren't you?
I'll be in Atlanta tomorrow.
Nice.
Right now, I'm in Josh country.
You going to say hi to Riv?
Yep. Nice. And we're going to go to the, see, you're Philly. We're going to go to the Monday night game, the Philadelphia Eagles, who are 1-0, going up against the 0-1 Indianapolis Colts. Sorry, I'm going with the Colts on this one.
I am too.
Yeah, I'll third that.
I mean, I'm an Eagle fan, but I got to look at it, you know, through normal glasses here, and I don't see how they can beat Indy.
All right, and start with go to my two teams. We have the 0-1 Cleveland Browns hosting the 0-1 New Orleans Saints. At Cleveland?
It's at Cleveland, yes.
I didn't think it was there. Actually, I thought their home opener was like a week or two ago. I mean, a week or two from now.
96%.
I have to go with the fucking Saints. Even though there was the game 4 years ago, and literally they were technically back, kind of back to back with a bye week in the middle. What are you doing?
I'm laughing at you.
We were so close.
Exactly. This is a typical Browns fan. Oh,
no, there was
15 years ago, we had a really good team.
No. It's the game 4 years ago when they weren't really that good, but there was a bye week in the middle. They beat, I think it was, they beat the Patriots before the bye week, like, convincingly, and then bye week in the middle, then after that, they beat the fucking Saints.
So is this...
And when I was doing picks on that one, because this is before we were doing the show, I was doing one on this Yahoo app that doesn't really count for anything, but it's when I started doing picks week by week. Fuck it. That was when I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to pick the Browns. I'm going to pick the other team to win. I'm not going to pick the Browns. And the fucking Browns won. I was pissed.
So lesson learned here,
the Browns need a bye week after every game to win a game.
No. The lesson of this is Browns fans don't tout their Super Bowl wins. They tout regular season wins coming off of bye weeks.
Yeah.
But no, you got to realize they won before the bye week, too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus. I thought give them a week off and
but they beat the Patriots and they beat the Saints. They weren't good that year, but they beat two of the top teams in the league.
They weren't good that year.
How do you fucking do that?
They
weren't really good, but I'm saying the Saints were good.
They made a movie that summed up what you're saying. Any given Sunday.
Yeah.
I was gonna say I got draft day right here.
I don't care if it was 4 years ago or 40. I'm going with the Saints.
Yeah, the Saints have got this game.
I'm not gonna spend too much time on this one. The 0-1 Chicago Bears at the 1-0 San Francisco 49ers. Sunday night game. Yeah, I'm going to pick the 49ers. The Bears haven't won in San Francisco since 80-something, 83, 84. Granted, new stadium.
Still San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm still going.
I'm going Niners.
Yeah.
Unless Kaepernick has like a crumbling game. But
I don't think even if he had a crumbling. I think they could hand the ball off and beat Chicago. Not throw one pass.
Here's the funny thing. You mentioned like the percentage of how many people picked the Browns to win. 4%. That's not the lowest percent.
No, it's Kansas City.
Kansas City beating the Denver Broncos. And all right,
we'll this week.
We'll get to that fucking game come down. But we have something in the middle since I don't have commercials completely ready, even though this episode is going kind of long.
Oh.
We have an email, I kind of since we have never had one. When this person reached out to me on Twitter, I was like, well, we've never had an emailer, but if you want to, you can email us at anythingpicks@gmail.com. And here it is. It is Anthavigilante.
Oh wow!
He said. Yeah. He said. Okay, I apologize for my reading. It won't be that great.
Is he going to say Massachusetts?
I just hope to do it better than Wayne is Baker on DSJMP.
Fuck me.
Cena. How he fucks up Cena. No one calls him out. But he says Cena really weird.
Messes with two spits.
All right, Ant writes, "Yo, you crazy Yankee bastards."
Hey, yo.
No, that's not Canada.
Oh.
Two things I want to ask you this week. Firstly, do you think that this could be Tom Coughlin's last season as the Giants coach? We need to rebuild. We need a rebuild of the Giants team, and I feel this can only be done with Coughlin no longer as at the helm. I'm going to stop there before we get into the second question. Actually, I kind of, if the Giants don't make the playoffs, it will. I think the
playoffs.
I think this could be Tom Coughlin's last year. But there's coaches in the NFL that are. It's hard to see them getting fired unless it's something drastic or you've been there long with no results. And he has two Super Bowls. Yeah.
The thing with Coughlin is he doesn't run the offense or defense. He is literally a head coach. He takes. The New York Giants have a brand new offense that they started this year. They have a brand new defense that they've started this year. It just, wow, was bad.
I don't know about if you get rid of a head coach or change things, because you can change the coach 80 times, but if you have the same players, you're going to get the same result. I mean, you can't rely on...
Say the fucking Browns, okay?
Browns. Like, look at Eli Manning. Inconsistent as hell. And if you put a new head coach in there, is that going to make him consistent? No.
You say inconsistent as hell, but wasn't it 2 years ago he put up MVP-style numbers? Was that 3 years ago?
Yeah, but look at him now. I mean,
there's a lot wrong with the Giants. But this is a brand new offense for them. Like, I guess I can't remember who it is that they brought in, but whatever. They changed the offense around. There's going to be some growth period. It's not on, Coughlin, but he's the face of it.
Right.
If they have another bad year, they probably will ask him to leave or whatever it is they do behind the scenes, right, or whether that's right or wrong, but...
Right.
I think when it comes down to like Coughlin losing his job, I think if they don't go back to the Super Bowl one more time within 3 to 5 years, he will be gone. But just the fact that he's won two Super Bowls with the team, that kind of saves your job. It's not like Cleveland or any other team where it's like you don't win something, you don't make some sort of progress within X amount of years, you're gone. I kind of look at also like Lovie Smith. He got to the Super Bowl fairly quick. I think a second or third year with the team, I can't remember. And then he had from that time to his contract ended, which ironically enough was the year, I believe it was the year they went to the NFC Championship game. So they was like, all right. Or they gave him a one-year extension, and that's when he went to the NFC Championship game. And then after that happened, they're like, all right, we'll give you a couple more years. He didn't do shit in that amount of time, didn't make it back to the playoffs, didn't make the NFC Championship game. Even though they had a 10-6 record his last year, it was more like, you didn't make the playoffs, sorry, you're gone.
Yeah, but see, that's also a good organization. Chicago is very steeped in history, and you know, it'd be the same with Pittsburgh. If a new coach comes into Pittsburgh, and doesn't win, they're gone.
I don't know. I always say with Pittsburgh, they are, as much as I hate them, hate their fucking team, hate the colors, hate all the players but Polamalu because I respect the fuck out of him. Some of the decisions they do is actually, as an administration, is very smart.
Oh, the Rooney family is amazingly smart.
They don't overreact on when they bring in a coach. I mean, they've only had 4 or 5 coaches in there since a certain year, since I think Super Bowl.
I was going to think it was like 70s. They've only had like 4.
like Chuck Knoll, Tomlin. I remember 3. Chuck Knoll, Tomlin, and the other
Chen,
coach that I don't
know. Chen guy. He's in the Time Warner commercials now.
Yeah, that Time Warner fucker.
Coward. Coward.
They don't overreact. They give their coaches many years, and that's something that I want to see Cleveland do. I would like to see, if Mike Pettine can last 5 years, that might be good. But it doesn't help it when the fan base goes crazy and they're like, we want new this, we want new that. But anyway, we gotta continue on with the email.
Yeah.
Secondary, with the experiment in the preseason to move the extra point kick to the 33-yard line, or was it 33 yards? Anyway, do you think this is the good way to go? As last season, the extra point conversion rate was 99.8%. I think it would be good move by the NFL, as I would like to see this rate at 80% to add a little different dimension to the game. Let me know your thoughts. Ant the Vigilante out. Sent from my iPad. Maybe I wasn't supposed to read that part.
Sent from your iPad?
Sent from my, well, not my iPad. It is iPad,
you,
but it said,
no, you said
I read
my
the,
iPad.
You wrote an
email to yourself from
No,
Ant.
I read the email from top to bottom, and the last word is sent from my iPad. Anyway.
We see how you get listeners now.
I actually don't want to see that happen. I think if you're going to move the extra point, you move it, and I heard this on another podcast, and I really liked it. Might have been, or what I hear on XM, one of the two is move it to the 1 yard line.
Where it's closer?
Actually, I think it was PTI. Yes, move it to the 1 yard line, because that makes the coaches, that's like saying, okay, we're going to move to the 1 yard line. Are you going to kick the extra point, or are you going to go for two?
Right.
Or you move it to the 5 yard line, something so fucking close.
Well, the thing is you damn near have to move that outside the 40 yard line to get it down to 80%. These guys, anywhere from 45 yards in is almost automatic.
Depending on conditions.
Well,
that's the big thing. Between field conditions, botches, and weather.
But just strictly computer, you know, a robot kicking, yeah, these guys will make it anywhere within 45 yards. It's automatic.
Yeah.
Like a hot car, baby, in my car right now.
Yeah, me too. I don't have my air conditioner or fan on yet, so fuck off.
Yeah, I've got my fan off too. No, the air conditioning's still on, but you know, my
fan's
off.
Oh, boy, that's
rad. Before we move on to the games, I want to thank Ant, the first person to ever say, "Hey, can I email a show?" When I got the tweet, I was like, "What?" I'm not expecting. That would be like the most ugliest dude in the world who never got a date. Like girl saying, "Like, hey, you want to go out on a date?" And he's just kind of like, "What?"
So he's FTW.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yes. Thank you, you dirty Brit.
Yeah.
And first off, I got to give him props for all the stats he put in that email, too. I mean,
weren't you supposed to write an email?
Listen, I didn't have time. Okay, I've been dealing with CompJet, and don't get me going. Fucking train.
Why couldn't this be when you were at home? You could have wrote like 20.
He's busy.
I had nothing to do. I watched bad horror movies.
Anyway, let's move on to the rest of the games. Luckily, we got some of these already knocked off because we have so many people here. But let's start off with the Thursday night game tomorrow. Today's game, technically, we have the 1-0 Pittsburgh Steelers at the 0-1 Baltimore Ravens. The favorite in the picks is the Steelers, but the favorite on the on betting is the Ravens. I pick the Ravens, but I don't know between the two. This is kind of a toss-up because everything going on with Baltimore could affect them. Pittsburgh is Steelers. Fucking Shane.
All right.
I'm picking the Ravens for right now.
I'm taking the Steelers, dude. Baltimore's
I'm
a fucking
the
hot
Steelers.
Mess.
Yeah, Steelers? That team is fucking sure.
Yeah.
I'll agree with you guys. I'll actually have to change my pick.
Yeah, that Baltimore is
and the Ravens will win, and I'm going to text you guys. Fuck you, motherfucker, even though I don't have to pick.
Yeah.
The 1-0 Buffalo Bills will be hosting the 1-0 Miami Dolphins. I'm picking the Dolphins to win, and
yeah,
you realize fans. If the Dolphins win, this puts them in a great position because they will be 2-0. Not only just 2-0, they'll be 2-0 in the division games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I live in Bill country, and, you know, when they beat the Bears, I mean, there were parades and shit because, oh, they won a game against a good team. Well, they were a good team, but,
Hey, fuck you.
I don't see them beating Miami.
No, E.J. Manuel's not going to play as good as he did, and Buffalo has no receivers, so good luck with that.
You know what, speaking of parades in the streets, we have the 0-1 New England Patriots at the 1-0 Minnesota Vikings, who threw a parade for beating the Rams. I am going to pick the New England Patriots because if Tom Brady goes 0-2, that means more than anything.
Would ESPN close?
No, because LeBron's still playing.
LeBron keeps and Johnny Manziel.
Don't forget Michael Sam.
And Tim Tebow, I sure can find some spot on the show.
No, Tim Tebow, he's SEC.
But that's an
Network
that's an ESPN product.
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's college. The farthest I go with college sports, I mean, I said for years, I don't follow college sports. I don't follow Ohio State, even though everybody loves Ohio State. I don't own anything Ohio State. I used to be able to say that, and then I was given a bunch of free clothes.
I was going to call you out on that.
Some of them were wrestling shirts, and that's one reason why I took them. But some of them were one Ohio State long sleeve shirt and two Ohio State hoodies. Now I own Ohio State stuff.
Well, I'm going to go on a bold prediction, and I'm going to say Minnesota.
Oh, it's not that bold. I'm taking Minnesota also. I thought Tom Brady looked bad in week one.
I'm going Tom Brady playing pissed off football. Yeah, still don't think the Minnesota Vikings.
And you couldn't stop Knowshon Moreno. Now you're facing a guy that might be a little better than him in Adrian Peterson.
I don't see. There's no way.
I thought Knowshon Moreno was Miami.
He is. New England played Miami last week, and
They did.
And he ran all over New England.
That's true. I was thinking Minnesota.
Adrian Peterson's going to go off. I'm saying Minnesota.
All right, the surprisingly 1-0 Arizona Cardinals. I say surprising because I was actually texting my second cousin Liz out there, and I was talking shit to her, telling her, go Chargers, and then the fucking Cardinals won. Fuck you.
That's not that big of a surprise, though.
Fuck you.
It's not. A 10-6 team last year won a game? Really?
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
Do you think that's a surprise, huh?
The Bears.
Lost to the Bills.
Anyway, the 1-0 Arizona Cardinals at the 0-1 New England
Giants.
Pretty much, the New York Giants. I will pick the Cardinals on this one because
even though it came out, I think today, that John Abraham is walking away from the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. He just quit after week one. If they were playing anyone other than the New York Giants, I probably would have picked against them, but the Giants are so bad.
Did you guys see the meme that was Tony Romo, and it said, I challenge Eli to the interception challenge?
Oh, they're well on their way. Them and McCown.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, the Bears are missing McCown.
Oh, absolutely. Man, they're missing him bad. It was funny, I read that text just as McCown, fumbled the ball. I'm like, yep, he's missing.
Oh, where he fumbled the ball and then threw it for an interception?
Yeah. I'm like, yep, they miss him a lot.
And he lost to Derek Anderson.
Well, dude, Tampa Bay played so. We'll get to that.
Yep.
The 0-1 Jacksonville Jaguars at the 0-1 Washington Redskins. Everybody's picking Washington. I'm gonna pick Jacksonville. I'm not high on the Redskins this year or Washington for the sensitive out there.
I got Jacksonville also. I mean, I think Washington's just bad.
I'll say Jacksonville.
And speaking of one of the teams, the 1-0 Detroit Lions at the 1-0 Carolina Panthers, who I think Cam Newton will be back, but they won last week because of Derek Anderson.
They did not win because Tampa Bay sucked balls.
Well, they ran with Derek Anderson. They won with Derek Anderson.
Yeah, they didn't win because of Derek Anderson.
Remember the last game Derek Anderson fucking played was?
No.
I don't know either, but I'm guessing it was when he was with Cleveland. I don't think
he played with Arizona, I believe, for a game or two.
Regular season or preseason?
Regular season, because Cobb got hurt.
When he went down, he was in Arizona, I think I texted my cousin that lived down there, and I was like, good luck with that.
Yeah. But he was 10-6 with the Browns.
Yeah, and then he fucking sucked the next year with them, too, so.
Matt Cassel, you two are roommates.
It was Brian Hoyer 1.0.
Oof. No, can't say that because Hoyer actually got Cleveland back into that game Sunday.
Yes, he did.
This will be.
Wait, did we pick that one?
Yeah, we didn't pick that one. I got Detroit.
I got Detroit.
I actually think this could be game of the week right here, Detroit and Carolina.
Yeah, good game.
What won't be a game of the week? The 1-0 Seattle Seahawks at the 0-1 San Diego Chargers. I'm going to pick Seattle.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're the champions, and they've proven that.
And they're good.
Really good.
The first pick in the 2015 NFL draft, the 0-1 St. Louis Rams, at the 0-1 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And this is where Josh McCown will get to look like $1 million.
I don't know about looking like $1 million. I think Tampa Bay will win just because it's two shitty teams, and I think one's shittier than the other.
Oh, he'll look like $1 million, but he won't be worth it.
Yeah, okay, Tampa Bay.
Let me see. Another game we probably won't spend a lot of time on. The 0-1 Kansas City Chiefs at the 1-0 Denver Broncos. Yeah, I mean, want to speak of another team that's good. Peyton Manning, he's a good quarterback.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He just can't win the big one. Isn't he 1-2 now in Super Bowls?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
Well, either way, they're beating the fuck out of the Chiefs this week.
Yep.
That sucks, because I like Andy Reid, but damn it.
Well,
you miss Andy Reid.
That team's beat it. Well, Kansas City's a fucking hot mess.
Yeah.
Next up, we have because we took the last two games for Sunday night game, Monday night game for our teams, and these other two games aren't really that exciting.
Nope.
But we have the New York Jets. The 1-0 New York Jets at the 0-1 Green Bay Packers. Yeah, Green Bay Packers are probably pissed, and they're going to be at home, and yeah.
It's the Jets, and they barely beat the Giants, or beat Oakland.
J-E-T-S, lose.
Yep.
And the last game that we had left, what a wonderful game here. The 1-0 Houston Texans at the 0-1 Oakland Raiders. It's the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah. Do you think we're getting the Houston team that we should have got last year this year? Because they look pretty solid Sunday.
I'll say this. This could be the year that the Colts don't win the division. I think with Mathis out, and I think Luck's good, but he's not exactly like Peyton Manning, where he rises the value of everybody around him. I still think he's good, but he's not that good, and I think that could hurt them.
My only contention is Indy got down huge Sunday night, and they almost were able to come back and make that and win that game.
Yeah,
that's a very good team with a shitty defense, but really Houston's offense is not that good, so the defense can, you know, they can survive that. Tennessee is not very good, and Jacksonville is not very good. That is a very winnable division. Yeah. Very winnable division.
All you need is one of those other three teams to rise up.
Dude, Tennessee could get hot for about 6 weeks and win that division. I mean, there's a few divisions that are really up in the air, but I got a feeling we're getting the Houston team that was supposed to make the Super Bowl last year, but ended up flopping miserably. Yeah. I think we're getting that team back, and dude, J.J. Watt, really? Good fucking Lord.
Yeah. I've always liked that defense, even though they fell off for a couple of years. Yeah. The year that Manning wasn't around, they were fucking almost unstoppable.
Mm-hmm. And then they, you know, last year, it was Schaub, but he's not totally to blame for what happened last year.
No, that was a terrible year for that team.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people that are experts picking Houston to win the Super Bowl, and they come out, what was it, 1-15, whatever it was their record was?
They were bad.
Ooh, it was ugly.
I think if I was going to pick an AFC team for the Super Bowl, and it's way too early to do this, but I would almost pick Houston this year for sure.
Clowney's in and out of the lineup, been hurt three times since he's been started, and it's only had one game.
He's
a freak, but I think the AFC's pretty much up in the air. It's kind of, you know, Denver is still going to be a favorite. Cincinnati, you know, if they can work around Dalton, everybody keeps saying New England, and I don't know why.
No, I don't know. I think New England's on a downward spiral slowly, but it's going to happen. Winning the division this year.
One of these teams, to win that division, you don't have to be that good. It's the freaking Jets, the Dolphins, and the Bills.
I would say Dolphins.
You got to realize, you don't have to win that division. Mm-hmm. If you can at least get wild card, you can serve, you can have a chance. Because there was, I think the Jets were a wild card, and they met the Patriots in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And I want to say the Jets beat them.
It might be.
Because that was 4 years ago.
Yep.
That was
with the Cleveland game.
No. I remember the playoffs that year.
Playoffs.
Because the AFC Championship game was the Steelers versus the Jets.
Yeah.
And the Jets got there because they beat the Patriots. And I remember Tom Brady was on a hot streak that year where he wasn't even throwing interceptions. And I made a comment, this is obviously before I was doing shows, I think I might have said it on Facebook or somewhere. I was just like, whoever intercepts Tom Brady, they are going to be the ones to beat the Patriots. And as soon as I seen the interception happen in that game, I was like, oh shit, the Jets are going to fuck win.
Was that the same year Denver was really good with Team Tebow?
Yeah.
No.
Wasn't it?
No, it wouldn't be because Tebow beat the Steelers, and Steelers were in the AFC
Championship.
Right,
yeah.
Right, okay.
So if you lose, you can't make... I mean, yeah, I don't know whether you know how playoffs work.
Hey, look here.
Double elimination, Dennis.
Anyway, we got to wrap this shit up. I got shit to do. Shane's, I don't know,
I'm going to watch Impact Wrestling.
And I want a damn cigarette. Come on.
Do you guys want to throw out your Twitters? Even though probably everybody follows you, but just stop it.
At the Mop Jockey.
At FCW780.
Hashtag balls and teeth.
Boom, boom.
And obviously you can follow me at Heavyset330. You can follow Joe. I mean, I don't think he tweets that much anymore, but at Real Joe B Jr. You can follow the show at
I was just gonna say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can great. Follow. It's not gravy.
It's gravy. It's a lot of gravy if I remember right.
You could follow the show at NFL Easy Picks. I mean, I don't tweet that much. I got to try to tweet more from the show. At KFABE Sports. Also find us both on Facebook. I'm going to eventually create an outro for the show that encompasses all that. But that will do it for us this week. And let's get back to some more football.
Yeah.
See you next week on NFL Easy Picks right here on KFABE Sports Radio. Thanks.
Toodles.
Later.